So we'll call this meeting to order. Mr. White, would you please lead us in invocation? Mr. Himes, in the pledge?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and this opportunity to come together to do your will in Tazewell County. God, we just ask you to be with us, to continue to drive this virus from our county and keep people safe. God, we just ask you that we make the right decisions that benefit the citizens of this place. Lord, we just ask all these things in your Son's name.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, we certainly want to welcome our visitors. Is there anyone on the telephone? No, there's no one on the phone. We do thank you, Mr. Purdy, for coming here for the meeting and answering us some questions that we had. Do we need to vote? Do we have anyone who's participating remotely? We do not.
We do not, Mr. Chairman. However, I've got a couple of items, if I could, real quickly. I have here a waiver of notice for specially called meeting. You are entitled by law to have written notice of the specially called meeting delivered to you. What this does is this signs acknowledging that you knew this meeting was happening and that you waived that written notice.
All right, so I believe we've all signed.
What did we just sign?
Oh, did you get, you got it?
Okay. Yes, we've already signed that.
Chase is out, so Whitney and I are.
I just signed something.
I think that's it right there.
You're Whitney, you're disconnected.
Whitney's ahead of me.
Whitney is much farther ahead than the rest of us.
Always. What we signed.
Chase is at Disney World, so we're trying to.
Although I did not see any food back there with me. Oh, cookies. Well, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
been relegated to IBA meeting status.
Mr. Chairman, I had polled the board earlier today. I received a few ayes, but we have to have five unanimous ayes to add something to the agenda. We received the newest version of the basically VACO negotiates on behalf of localities to get a pooled rate on our electrical bill. This is the agreement, and to continue to get the discount rate, we have to vote to renew that for another 3 years. So if the board were so inclined, if I could have a vote to approve that, I would really appreciate that.
All right, is there a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Motion by Mr. White.
Second.
Second by Mr. Stacy. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Whitney, I do have a copy of that. Secondly, Mr. Chairman, we have discussed at a few different meetings the Town of Richlands EMS agreement.
Yes, sir.
They approved that Tuesday night, their council did. So I think we could entertain a motion to approve the Town of Richlands EMS agreement as presented previously in the executive session.
I'd like to make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second.
To be clear, that's already on the agenda, right? Under number 7B?
7B.
Yes, okay.
Okay. So there's a motion by Mr. White, second by Ms. Asbury. Those in favor say aye.
I'd like to thank Mr. White for he was instrumental in getting that done.
He sure was. He was a superstar.
Rebel Rouser, you came in and
thank
fixed
you.
The problem.
He was so good they even bought us pizza.
They did.
You'll get it on your bill, man.
All right.
Nope,
and one more thing, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, you had asked that we consider a support resolution for FACETA.
Yes.
I didn't know if the board wanted to discuss that, wanted to draft one and poll by email, or how you wanted to proceed with that.
Why don't we draft it and have it for our review?
Yeah, I think that would be fine to have
okay,
it drafted.
Okay, if it'll keep to the end of the month.
Yes, I think
so. When's the Richlands meeting?
Probably not for a couple of weeks.
We need to have it before then.
We need to have it before then, yes.
Okay. I will take a stab at drafting one, and either Chase or I will circulate it to you for approval.
Okay.
I promise that's all I had, Mr. Chairman.
If I could just speak to that question, though, Mr. Young. as you know, the DMME working group, DME has been given responsibility of pulling the working group together based upon the legislation that will determine how to use the replacement money for the coal severance tax. And these listening sessions are an opportunity for the stakeholders to get input as to how folks in Southwest Virginia feel like that money should be spent or where it should go to in order to spend it. And VASITA has been such a strong partner for the county, and we've seen so much success, particularly as of late. I had a conversation with Mr. Himes, and he prefaced how important it was that we let the stakeholders who are on that working group know that Tazewell County has been very dependent upon VASITA. And if we were to lose VASITA, if VASITA's funding were to come into jeopardy, then that could be detrimental to Tazewell County. And so it was our recommendation since the email to Mr. Young and Mr. Collins that perhaps the board consider a resolution in support.
Are they doing their next meeting somewhere?
The next meeting, the date has not been, there were three total meetings planned. The first one has already been held. It was a Big Stone Gap on Tuesday, and I attended that one. The next location will be in Richlands. The date has not been determined, and then the last one I think will be in Clintwood.
So why don't we all just get these boards, and why don't we all just appear at those meetings?
I would like to have a resolution.
To see us show hands. We're all here in the present.
Amen.
That sends about as good a message as you can get. And if you get Russell and Dickinson and Buchanan to do the same.
You know, there's a lot of finagling going on.
Well, that's why I said to be united, all of us at those meetings, I think would be as impressive a statement as you could make.
I will say that Janet Settle spoke last night, and I thought that she did an absolutely excellent job defining how important the role of VASITA has been in this region since its creation in the 80s and its modification in the 90s. And she and Jonathan Belcher both spoke. But there are a lot of folks who have different ideas as to where the money should go. And so it's going to be important for us to make sure that all the folks in this region are there at that meeting, particularly the one in Richlands.
There's a competing.
Can we get staff, will y'all put that out as soon as we know the date of that meeting so we can put that
sure,
out?
As soon as they tell us.
I'm on that. So yes.
There's a competing entity looking at trying to hijack those monies for us.
There is, and so
is
this
the wheel pain group.
What are they trying to do?
The ones that would like to receive the funds out of the city.
So yeah,
same thing you tried to do about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's
same idea, just a different time.
There's a
different approach,
and there are I think a total of six or seven stakeholders that are involved in this work group. Workforce development is one of them. The seed is one of them. I mean, there are several entities that are involved, but certainly VASITA is the one that has the history of proven success. And my guess is that it's probably the one that would be most detrimentally impacted if that money were to be allocated in different directions. So having a unified voice would be a good thing. And I'll let you know as soon as I
find it. You don't want the money to slide to the west to a county that has absolutely no coal mine in it.
That's right.
Oh, the citizens of these counties broke their backs, killed themselves for us to have that money.
Yep.
And it's just like everything else. Take your resources, take everything that we have, kill us, and then take whatever money's left.
So is no other additions to the agenda?
No, sir.
All right. Are there any other additions from the board? All right, is there a motion to accept the agenda then as presented?
So moved.
All right, second?
Second.
Second by Stacy. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, at this point we will go into executive closed meeting pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711 to discuss A-29 potential contract for broadband service, A-29 contract negotiations regarding legislative consultant. Is there a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
In that motion, would you include the ability to invite folks to speak to the conversation? Interested parties.
I would. So
moved. Right.
Seconded,
Mr. Chairman.
All right. Seconded by Mr. White. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We will go into executive session at this time. Whereas 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Board of Supervisors that such executive closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge that only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements by Virginia law were discussed in the executive closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies, and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the closed meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors. The chairman called for a roll vote with the following vote recorded. Ms. Asbury.
Aye.
Mr. Hines.
Aye.
Mr. White.
Aye.
Mr. Stacy.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. All right. Are there any resolutions that are coming out of the executive session or motions?
Mr. Chairman, I just make a motion that we amend the contract that we approved at the last meeting to extend not only from the start of the session, but from now through the session. And that was to hire David Baylor Associates.
All right.
I'll second that.
$30,000. You need a number. Yeah, for $30,000.
For $30,000.
A total of. Right.
Up to $30,000.
All right. So there's a motion on the floor. A second by Ms. Stacy. Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Is that it?
Consideration to renew the AEP. We've done that. Consideration pros. So in that case, we have nothing else, right?
Can I ask a question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I've gotten several inquiries since our public hearing on the tobacco tax asking why all tobacco products were not
part of that
tax, and didn't have a good answer.
It's the authority we have.
Only is for
cigarette tax.
Smoke.
What?
Cigarette tax.
Cigarette tax.
Yes, ma'am.
I asked that when I was with the town.
So it is not a tobacco tax.
It's just cigarettes.
It is a cigarette tax.
Yeah. Do we
specifically by definition?
If we broke that.
It's like we don't have the authority. We only have the authority to do for the cigarette.
Yeah, the town's
not
either.
The smokers are saying, if you're going to tax me, tax the dipper as well.
Exactly.
I
got that from people who thought we should include vaping and chewing tobacco.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about vaping. Yeah.
But that's not what the General Assembly said.
We don't have the authority. Okay.
Did we do the math yet? Did we figure out the math?
Arlene's working on it. We got about 68,000 packs that were sold in the town of Tazewell that she was getting from the other towns.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's backing into the number.
Cartons
that were sold.
Cartons.
Yeah, she's backing into it through the tax.
So that's 680,000 packs in Tazewell.
Yeah.
At 40 cents a pack.
They sold 25,000 cartons last year in Pocahontas.
Jeez.
But Tazewell says they only got how much money? $500,000?
It was about $20,000 per store, I thought.
$272,000, according to those.
Yeah, numbers. About $200,000.
Yeah. Of course, now maybe they're not enforcing it. Maybe they're not checking those stickers like they should be either.
I don't know.
How much is the tax in Pocahontas?
Excuse me?
No tax in Pocahontas.
Yeah, they have cigarette tax.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
All the towns
do. Yeah. 8 cents per pack. But they were going to raise theirs if we raised ours.
Well, Cedar Bluff was 10 cents, but now their sales have gone down. I talked to John Apsher, and they only made about $3,000.
So they were shooting for 30 cents.
They only got the one store.
Well, you know why? They're going wrong.
Yeah.
Because there's no tax.
If I was the town, I would come up here and advocate that we did.
Yeah.
For equalization.
Because it equalizes it, and then it doesn't. Then you don't get an advantage. Because right now, the towns are everything. The zoning, every fee that you pay to be in the town is more than what it costs you to be in the town.
Yeah.
It is. Okay, Lauren. Is there a motion to adjourn till June 29th, 2020, at 4 p.m. to adopt the Rose County budget? There's a motion, and is there a second?
Second.
All right, second, Ms. Asbury. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, I guess we'll talk to everybody.
All right, everybody, see you later.